What is transformational leadership? Well, there are thousands of videos, books, and articles all claiming that they have the secret to leadership success. The truth is, true transformational leadership takes time and practice. This is not to take anything away from some of the experts in the field like Richard Leiter, Daniel Goleman, and Simon Sinek, among others. But the truth is, to truly change the way you lead, it takes more than just reading a book or watching a video. It takes practice. According to Iman, Adams, Hartman, and Fisher, there are over 1,000 recognized leadership programs at the undergraduate level. However, very few of these programs offer extended minors or certificates, and often they don't even have a proven model of development. One professor at Miami University set out to change this. Professor Luis Mormon took on this challenge and came up with the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, specifically for students in the School of Engineering and Computing at Miami University. This is a 3-year certificate program that starts for second-year students. 20 to 25 students are selected after a rigorous application and interview process, and the program is designed to fill in some of the gaps that many recent undergraduate students have. So what am I talking about when I reference the gaps in the standard undergraduate programs? Well, Susan Adams wrote an article for Forbes outlining the top 10 of the top skills employers look for in recent graduates. Many of these areas are adequately addressed in undergraduate programs, but often there are gaps left. So the first item on Adams' list is the ability to work in a team structure. This is an area that is often included in undergraduate programs, but not fully addressed. Group projects can do a lot to help address this, but employers really look for graduates that can work on multidisciplinary teams. In the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, students from all 4 engineering programs are represented. Many projects throughout the 3 years also require students to work with students and faculty from outside the School of Engineering and Computing. This is a really valuable skill that a lot of students do not have. Another item on Adams' list is the ability to make decisions and solve problems. This is an area that is covered well in a lot of undergraduate programs. Engineering specifically covers this fairly well, but the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute adds in a human element to this. It's important when you're making big decisions to not just look at the technical aspects, but also look at how this is going to affect the workforce and the people. And that's something that the Leadership Institute does a great job of. Another item on this list is the ability to communicate verbally with people inside and outside the organization. So this can mean a lot of things, but specifically in the Leadership Institute, there's a huge emphasis placed on social media, LinkedIn, networking, communicating with people, and that's really key to employers and students looking for jobs and opportunities to start their career. Another big item on Adam's list is the ability to plan, organize, and prioritize work. Students are constantly forced to do this as they balance school, work, and social lives in their standard programs. But in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, students get the chance to do this for a single large project. The agile workflow method is something that is really stressed in this program, and it really helps students make timelines, prioritize tasks, delegate well, and make sure that everything is staying on track. There are also many items on Adam's list that are more technical focused and are often very well addressed in programs. These include the ability to obtain and process information, the ability to analyze quantitative data, technical knowledge related to the field, proficiency with computer software programs, Excel, MATLAB, etc., the ability to create and or edit written reports. All of these skills are definitely addressed well in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, but they are also addressed in a lot of undergraduate programs, so that's really not what sets it apart. One of the other big items is the ability to sell and influence others, and this is something that is often never addressed in undergraduate programs, but is a very important skill to have for a recent graduate. This is the last skill on Adam's list, but it's also one of the hardest to do well. A lot of what we do in the leadership program involves working with people that are different, that have different backgrounds and different personalities than you, and being able to communicate well with them and make sure that you kind of have that mutual respect is a big part of selling and influencing others. So as I said, a lot of these traits do come naturally from a standard undergraduate program, especially an engineering degree, but transformational leadership programs like the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute at Miami University can be a huge part of filling in some of the gaps that programs leave. So how does the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute accomplish this? Well, first, as I mentioned, this is a 3-year program requiring students to take a class for 6 semesters in a row. There's a different focus each year, which allows students to be exposed to a variety of skills and leadership areas. So in the first year of the program, the focus is on personal leadership. So this is some of the personality tests that you may be familiar with, Myers-Briggs, and then understanding your own work preferences, strengths, and weaknesses. So this is something that a lot of students maybe do once and then kind of forget about, But in the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute, you're forced to do this, learn about it, and then practice it and use it every day for 6 years or for 6 semesters. The first year of this program focuses on personal leadership. This is personality tests, understanding your own work preferences, strengths, weaknesses, biases. This is a really important part of starting the journey down this transformational leadership process. It's really important to recognize other people's work tendencies when you're working on teams. Often people that have different personalities can clash or not get along when you're working on a team. And throughout the program, they try to teach you why certain people act certain ways. And if you understand that, it sometimes makes it easier to respect them and still work effectively with them on a team. So understanding that other people have, you know, their unique strengths and weaknesses and kind of being able to work with them instead of against them is a really big part of this program. We also spend a lot of time recognizing our own biases. This is a huge aspect of the program, and this is something that a lot of people are kind of uncomfortable with. People don't like to admit that they have biases and that they, you know, maybe act differently towards certain people. But being able to recognize this and understanding it is the first step to addressing the problem. So one of the biggest aspects of this first year is the Leadership Development Plan. This is an extended personal project that really forces students to think about their own leadership plan, their goals, and kind of what they need to do to accomplish their life goals. Being exposed to these big picture ideas as an undergraduate student is very uncommon, and a lot of students kind of don't think about these ideas. But it can be the difference between long-term success and just kind of wandering through the first few years of your career kind of not knowing what you're trying to do. The second year of this program focuses on people leadership. This is more focused on working effectively on teams and leading larger projects. One of the biggest learnings from this year is actually applying everything that you learned in the first year to real-life situations. So you get the opportunity to work on a variety of teams with people with different personalities and backgrounds. It's, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's easy to take these personality tests or bias tests and just kind of do it and forget about it. But one of the unique things about this three-year program is that it forces you to take the learnings and actually apply them. We are constantly working with new people, discussing ways to improve ourselves. And this can be a major leg up for young graduates entering the workforce. Another big focus in this class is the agile workflow process. We're lucky enough to actually have representatives from Suncorp fly all the way from Australia to Miami to teach a workshop on the agile method. Unfortunately, exposure to project management tools like this are often very uncommon at the undergraduate level. And it can come multiple years after entering the workforce. Luckily, the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute exposes students to these concepts, and that's a way that programs like this can really help prepare graduates for success. The biggest aspect of the second year involves developing a company that shares leadership, creativity, and innovation with Miami University and really the world. My cohort specifically chose to do a podcast website where we recorded, edited, and produced podcasts that we were able to put on a website. To do this, we had to go through the design thinking process to, ideate, develop ideas, decide which ones we wanted to go with, actually put them all to practice. We did small-scale tests. We went through trial runs. And eventually, we were able to come up with a product that we were really happy with. We are actually, by the end of the year, able to record over 10 podcasts and reach an audience of over 7,000 unique viewers. And large-scale projects like this are what I think really sets the Leadership Institute apart from a lot of other programs. This was a multi-year project that was continued and passed down to the next cohort, and it's really a great experience to kind of see a project go from start to finish and then continue even after you're gone. In the final year of this program, the focus is more on strategic leadership. This is still a continuation of the personal and team leadership that we've talked about before, but there's an added emphasis on cultural awareness, and that really prepares students to make an impact on the organizations in a larger way than they often would be able to otherwise. As I said, there's a larger emphasis on shaping company cultures, respecting diverse opinions, and truly having an influence on companies and organizations that you're involved in. So how has the Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute performed so far? Well, so far, three cohorts have graduated from the program, and there's still 100% graduation rate and a 100% job placement. And there's also a variety of examples of successful students that have already made a lasting impact on their companies. So I think most people would agree that transformational leadership is a vital aspect to the success of all companies and organizations, but it is often not emphasized enough at the undergraduate level, especially in technical disciplines. I think we need to fundamentally change the way that we're teaching these concepts at the university level. The Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute helps prepare students to take on leadership early in their careers, and exposing students to these ideas and concepts at an undergraduate level can give them a huge leg up as they enter the workforce.